This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live today at the Hopkinton Fair. It's the first day of the 100th annual Hopkinton State Fair featuring the Vermont Tractor Truck Pull tonight, plus agricultural exhibits, a new children's area, and the New Hampshire State Demolition Derby Championships. Details at hsfair.org. And it is really fun to be here. I'm excited. How about you, Mike?
Well, I'm just reading the back of my ticket here to see what I can't do legally here.
Oh, boy. And is there anything interesting that you can't do?
Holder acknowledges that violation of any rules or regulations set by the Hopkinton State Fair for the benefit and enjoyment of all attendees shall be cause for expulsion from the fairgrounds without refund of the value of this ticket. So, you know, it's always good to be advised of what you shouldn't be doing, although they don't really spell it out for you, but they can throw you out if you don't behave.
There you go. Well, hopefully you're not going to get kicked out.
No, I'm not planning on it. We'll get through the entire show today.
I hope so.
Yeah, so we're in the Fish and Game Building, which is right next to the Blue Gate. You know, they have it color-coded, easy to find your way around because, you know, there's going to be some first-timers here. This is probably the third time I've been to this fair, and I like it because it's fairly compact.
It's small. It's not huge.
Yeah, exactly. But you've got everything you would ever want, especially food.
You know, that's why you come to a fair. You know, Daryl is with me, and he's making fun because I went and had a piece of pizza, and he's like, that's fair pizza. Well, no kidding. We're at the fair.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think Domino's is going to drive to
the
ticket for this.
I mean, I don't get that. So, I don't know. I've already had a piece of pizza. Right. I did try some French fries at a place, but they weren't good.
Not so good, huh?
I had like four or five of them, and I threw them out, which was terrible.
Did you? Well, yeah. The birds, thank you.
Yeah, right.
The animals will be getting it in the bears and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I did drop by Betsy's Donuts, and Betsy is going to be paying us a visit a little bit later.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Betsy bringing anything?
Watching you check out that donut.
Well, there is a box here that looks like it probably held six donuts. The donut is the size of one of those things you put on your car when you need a spare tire that you pull out of your trunk. But I'm sure it's much tastier than your spare tires.
You know what? Her donuts are—they're the best. They're very, very good.
So this is—this is their standard donut in their donut shop.
That is their standard. Well, they don't have a donut shop. Do you know how long Betsy's been here?
I have no idea.
Hopkinton Fair. This is her 50th year.
Seriously? So Betsy must be like 70 or something like that, probably.
Yeah, I would guess.
Wow.
Yeah. 50th year. And they have a donut party in their neighborhood when they close up the...
Either
when they open it up or when they close it up. I'm not sure. We'll have to ask for that. But, yeah, she has a neighborhood donut party.
How do you get invited to that?
I don't know, but I sure would like to get invited. So
they must have like a big...
We'll find out.
Big red carpet rollout. Donald Trump and all the famous people show up, have their picture taken. Wow.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Well, this is kind of a fun building. I mean, I'm sure that Peter St. James had something to do with us getting located in here.
I would think so.
Because he is the quintessential outdoorsman. New Hampshire Fish and Game Department, this is their building, and all the guys with the green shirts, and the women, too, are here answering questions. I see a fish tank or an aquarium over there.
Yes, and if you guess the breed, the different breeds of the fish, they'll give you a fly fish, or what is it called?
Oh, some lure?
Maybe.
I'm not a fisher person.
No. So you have to guess what.
You have to guess what
how many breeds are in there.
I'm not sure. I think there might be six actually.
Okay.
If you can guess four of them, then you get a fly fisher.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Something for fishing.
Well, that would be a freshwater tank, and there may also be a saltwater tank. I see. Although probably not, because there's no. Well, there is saltwater actually in New Hampshire, off the coast.
Yeah.
17 miles of coastline that we have with the Atlantic. There's an old school wooden canoe that's hanging from the wall that looks like it's every bit as seaworthy as probably the day it was launched for the first time.
And then look at this in front of us here. Is that like a...
That's an old sled, isn't it? Must
toboggan?
Be an antique.
Is that what it kind of says on the front?
Well, I think it's an Attaboggan. I think there's a bit of a sign that's covering the nameplate.
That's kind of cool.
But it looks like it's probably 50 or 60 years old, maybe one of the original models, but it's beautifully restored and in great shape. So there is a lot to see. I mean, you take this and then you multiply all the other buildings that have exhibits and displays, and you know, you really can spend the entire day here. It's not just about the Midway. In fact, that's one area I will avoid.
The Midway.
Yeah. Well, I mean the rides.
Yeah.
I like the Midway because I like to see all the weird stuff that's going on.
Right. All the carnies.
The carnies, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you... So I did get Daryl's story about his ride on the Zipper
on
some
the
years
Zipper.
Ago.
Yes.
And if we have a couple minutes at the end of the show, we'll get up. No, we won't do
no,
that.
No, he won't.
Because everybody's got their story of coming to carnivals and stuff. But do you like rides?
I do like rides.
Do you really?
I love roller coasters.
I mean, the really scary ones?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The scarier, the better.
Really?
The scarier, the better.
I don't think you'll find
Mr.
one
St.
of those
James
here today.
Is here.
Yeah. He's pulling out a bottle of something.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? You know what this is?
I have no idea.
Peter actually gave us one. It is maple barbecue sauce.
Oh,
okay?
Hello.
Maple barbecue sauce. And then one of the fish and game people in here, Rick, I think is his name, he told us a recipe with this. You take a pound of hamburger.
Okay.
And mix it with a half a cup of this. Mix the hamburger in it, put it on the grill.
Yes.
He said it is the best thing you will
really?
Ever have. So I
that looks fantastic.
Doesn't
I'm just kind of curious with the ingredients.
He said it's 70% maple syrup, the rest ingredients.
Wow. So it's probably not cheap, you know, if you go into the
probably
store and try to buy it. Refrigerate after opening, right. All right, so this is cool. Maple syrup, chopped onions, chopped garlic, chili sauce. You know, these are all whole ingredients that we can read and understand.
Yeah, right. Isn't that
as
amazing?
Opposed to so many things you get in the store today.
I know.
Well, that's cool. And what's the brand on that?
They're local. They're local from here. It's Ledge Top in Boscawen. And they have a booth here, obviously.
Well, you know what's going to be great, folks? The weekend is going to be fantastic weather-wise.
Beautiful. And perfect weather for a fair.
It is. And there doesn't seem to be any disagreement whether men or women that it's not going to be. I mean, everybody is saying the same thing. There's no hurricanes on the horizon as far as we're concerned. No storm systems. We have high pressure that just keeps everything really steady, which is very nice. They had very cool temperatures. I did notice, though, driving up today, up 93 and 89, the traffic was heavy.
Was it?
Which it normally would not be on a Friday.
Or not that
this early in the day. It's a long weekend.
Yeah.
So I think people are kind of blowing off work today, and I think a lot of them are heading north to the lakes, the mountains, or perhaps the Hopkinton State Fair. But I was surprised. It was a lot of traffic.
So you were like an hour behind us. So yeah, it must have because I didn't really see any traffic.
No.
But you know, I'm sure when we head back, we'll see.
It may not be too bad going south because
we'll see everybody coming up north.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
sure.
very true, and
you know?
Getting out of the lot here. But it's easy to get to right off 89. You can take exit 6 or 7, and of course most of you know that. But again, for newbies, you should know that the fair is easy to get to. Plenty of parking, even if you don't park on the fairgrounds. Most of the surrounding, a lot of people that own property, you know, open up their lawns, and it might be like $4 versus three.
Yeah, $3, $4, $5.
But it'll probably be easier to get out of their lots because they're a lot smaller.
True.
But, so it's fun. We will have a couple comedians joining us after 1 o'clock today. I remember seeing them scheduled in past years, and I thought, oh, what a cool idea. It's Mac and the Big Cheese. And these are two comedians, one of whom has a background in cooking, and basically, they do, and they're going to do 10 shows here at the State Fair. Essentially, it's about cooking outdoors in the woods or barbecues or whatever. And they mix a lot of humor into it, but, you know, it's interactive. And I saw some of the videos they've done. Pretty funny
stuff.
Yeah,
it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Funny. Well, today's food holiday, before we go on break, it's nothing really that great. It's National Macadamia Nut Day.
Yeah, macadamia nuts.
Like those?
No.
I don't either.
I really don't. They're too expensive. It's you know, I don't get my bang for the buck with those. And it's one thing that you don't ever want your dogs to get. You know, it's one of those nuts that will poison them.
Ooh.
Macadamia
I didn't know
that. Nuts. Yeah. If you look it up on nuts that will poison your dog. Not that you spend time doing that, but if you're a dog owner, you should be aware of that, you know, along with chocolate and poinsettia leaves and grapes.
Poinsettia leaves? Really?
Oh, yeah, poinsettias are very harsh to dogs, and grapes and raisins. Absolutely keep those away from your pets.
Oh my goodness. Let's see, I'm a bad doggy mummy.
Just take 5 minutes at some point and just get acquainted with that stuff. And I keep the pet poison control number in my cupboard at home. So if I have a question and I'm not sure, I can pick up, call that 800 number and find out if the dog's going to be okay. My dog did get a macadamia nut accidentally probably 4 or 5 months ago. And she's 16 pounds. It was just one nut. So I just kept an eye on her. I didn't think that was going to be enough to hurt her, and she was fine. So you got to watch those things.
Yeah, I guess you do. Definitely do. On this day in history, I was reading, it was bye, Peter. On this day in 1967, the final episode of Gilligan's Island TV show airs.
I wonder how many episodes they ended up doing.
I know. And then on this day in 1962, the Häagen-Dazs trademark was registered.
The who?
The Häagen-Dazs.
You mean Häagen-Dazs?
Häagen-Dazs?
Yeah.
Häagen-Dazs. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What did I say?
Häagen-Dazs.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. Well, you say that when it starts to melt, and it's Häagen-Dazs.
That's funny. What else?
Is there a particular food holiday?
Yeah, remember National Macadamia Nut?
Oh, that's right, yeah. I tried to forget that.
Yeah, exactly. And on this day in 1864, bread riots were reported in Mobile, Alabama.
You mean Mobile, Alabama?
Mobile.
No, it's Mobile.
It's Mobile.
You want to put some money on that?
No.
Okay. I thought you were doing like all this on purpose.
I was.
Oh. At Carol, she's a card.
Oh boy!
I tell you, we'll just let you do the show today from stage with Mac and the Big Cheese. Actually, they're pretty famous. They've been on all kinds of national shows and
really?
Stuff. So yeah, they do a lot of like RV camps and places like that outdoors. I think they probably do okay.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm excited to meet them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we'll go on break, and we're going to do some comedy cold cuts.
We can do that.
Is that what we're going to do?
I think we are.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're listening to Food for Thought, and again, we are live at the 100th Hopkinton Fair. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are Food for Thought. And we're on the air live today, not from the beautiful Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. We are just a few miles north and west in Contucoc, New Hampshire, just south of Mobile. No, wait, I'm just kidding. We are on the state fairgrounds, and this is the big weekend, and I will predict record-breaking crowds, mostly because of the weather. The weather so much dictates the kind of walk-in crowd that you get.
True.
A good family fair. I mean, very traditional. And it is the 100th annual Hopkinton State Fair.
100. I know. That's
long time.
Long.
Sure is. Food for Thought is brought to you by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. SpiceBlends.com. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions of Bedford, Londonderry, and now North Conway. And Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and the new drive-thru restaurant in Londonderry, RedArrowDiner.com. Well, I thought we would do a little comedy cold cuts as we do on Friday, and the category today is bad food you might find at a fair.
How appropriate is that?
Now, surprisingly, you don't find as much comedy material. You think, oh my God, how could you not? But unfortunately, some of the ones I found were not family friendly, so funny but not appropriate for
really fair stuff?
The Pulse. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, just dropping bad language in.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
It wasn't salacious or sexy or anything.
Okay.
It was just, a few bombs that you can really mess up your day if you're on the radio. Wouldn't do that, Carol. So the first comedy cold cut, and it's actually it's a couple pieces put together from the same routine. It's a guy who's funny. I'd never heard of him until I started looking for cold cuts 6 months ago. His name is John Reep, R-E-E-P, and here he is. Talking about, the fair and foods.
If you don't have a reefer and you're from a little town, you always got one thing you can look forward to every year. And you know it's coming. That's when the fair comes to town. Oh, I love the fair. Hey, you see people at a fair you don't see anywhere else ever. Any time else ever. It's like they've been hiding all year. At a good fair, the animals are watching the people walk around. What in the hell is that? What is he? How did he get on two legs like that? You don't have to pay for the sideshows, man. Forget the animals. Half the people walking around in there could charge you a dollar. Hey, look at me. Look at my hump. That's a dollar. Like anything tastes good at a fair. No, because they fry everything. No, they fry apples. They fry ice cream. They fry Snickers bars. They have fried dough. That's what I love. Fried dough. Hey, how far down on the fry chain do you think they got before some guy's, man, we're out of stuff to fry? His buddy's like, no, we ain't either. I've been waiting for this moment. Frap that dough right there. Trust me. Frap that dough, put some powdered sugar on it. They will eat it. And it's delicious. I love it too.
Well, there you go. That's John Reap talking about not only the patrons of the fair, but the food that the patrons eat. I love the concept, the animals watching the people.
Picture that, right?
Very funny. Now, I didn't get here early enough, Carol. I know you did. So I didn't really get to see what fried foods might be available in terms of, you know, a little bit less traditional. We know about the funnel cakes and the fried dough and stuff.
They're kind of traditional now. The only thing that I really saw, but we've been seeing these for a few years, is the fried Twinkies and fried Oreos.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, that was about it. I didn't even see any chocolate-covered bacon.
You know,
it's got to be here, though.
And it used to be, I think, in this general area. Maybe the guy went out of business, because you said it wasn't that good.
I didn't like it at all.
It was limp.
It was very limp.
Nothing worse than limp chocolate bacon, right? What a waste of calories.
No kidding, right?
When you think about it, I mean, that's bad, but if you want good bacon that stands up in a coffee cup, where do we go, Carol?
You go to the Red Arrow Diner and you get your mug of bacon. Yes.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so let's continue on with a bad food you might find at a fair. The second selection today is a song. It's called $5 Lemon Shakedown by yet another string band. Here it is on The Pulse.
Na, 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 na. Na 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 na. When you go to the fair, well you know it's true. There's a lot of folks there to take advantage of you. Walk down any midway, you're gonna see a little booth sitting so innocently, with about 10 people waiting in line underneath a brightly lit neon sign that says "Lemon Shake Up, Lemon Shake Up." Come on, everybody, it's time that you wake up to the sad reality that a $5 lemon shake up ain't all that it's cracked up to be. Na 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 na. Now here's what you get for your $5 bill. So before you buy, you best think twice. You get a paper cup worth about a nickel, filled with tap water and a lot of crushed ice. Then they give you half a lemon worth about a quarter and squeeze it in, this ain't no lie. Then they put in some sugar and shake it for a while before they hand you a straw, and then they suck you dry with your lemon shake up, lemon shake up. If I tried, I couldn't even make up this sad reality that a $5 lemon shake up is kinda like our economy. Na 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 na. You get 35 cents of the hell you in a paper cup, but you drink it up. Here's what I'm trying to tell you for your Lincoln. What are you drinking? Buy an $8 gyro, you've been fleeced. Buy a funnel cake, and that's a lot of dough. You could even get a chicken in a pan and pay it off through an installment plan. Buy an elephant ear, bring a trunk of cash. Buy some ostrich meat, keep your head in the sand. At the fair, you can have it all. Just use your house as collateral. na 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 na. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. But at the fair, well, you're gonna get played. So the next time you're there, take it from me. Be careful they don't shake your money tree with a lemon shake up. It's a lemon shakedown. Look at the cup for its economic breakdown. It's a sad reality that a $5 lemon shake up ain't all that it's cracked up to be. Na 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 na.
Lemon Shakedown song, and it's so true, and all the other things. What was one of them? Elephant ear? Is that like a fried dough kind of thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, they is it the drizzled one?
Oh, that may be. I don't know.
I guess I'm not sure. That had a nice little, you know.
It did.
Vibe to it.
Yeah.
I was kind of almost singing along.
It was a toe tapper, Carol, no doubt about
it. It was.
Number
definitely.
5 on the charts this week. I'm Casey Kasem.
Oh. You know, you just said KC.
Yeah.
And that is so funny because I was just going to say, did you see the woman just walking by? I'm sure Kevin from Casey's Rib Shack will be happy to know that someone was sporting one of his T-shirts.
Oh, I did not see
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. I caught it out of the corner of my eye right over here.
Very cool.
She had his T-shirt on, so that was cool.
I'm looking at that lady at about 2 o'clock there, and she's got a bag of cotton candy.
Oh,
now, cotton
you don't
candy,
like cotton candy.
It disgusts me.
I like cotton candy. Especially maple cotton candy. And that one might be maple. I'm not sure.
I don't
sure.
know, but here's what I love. I mean, it looks to me like it's insulation, but I know it's candy. On the back, they've got the nutritional. I would love to read that on the air.
Yeah.
If she walks by here.
Ooh, that's a
maybe
good idea.
Maybe it's got maybe it's really good for us, and I should open my mind
that's
to having
right.
cotton candy.
You know
candy.
What? Maybe on the break I'm going to go grab some, and you're going to try some cotton candy.
Oh, God.
Have you ever had it?
I have, but not very often. I mean, I'd rather chew on that guy's beard than I would cotton candy.
Oh, gross. Oh, he was just looking at us,
yeah.
too.
How you doing? So, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, we're going to get in trouble at the fair.
You see it all at the fair. All right, so we'll do one more comedy cold cut, and then that'll be the end of the segment, because there just wasn't a lot to work with. But I noticed that you were having some pizza a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. and I have something that the way you eat your pizza says what kind of personality you are. Because there's different ways to eat your pizza.
Were you watching me when I was eating my pizza?
Well, I really wasn't, but that's what made me think. And I think you just kind of hold it straight up and bite it, right? You don't fold it or use
no.
utensils. All right,
no.
So we'll find out what that says about your personality
oh,
in
boy.
A couple minutes. But first,
I'm nervous.
You shouldn't be. It's gentle. It's kind. Jim Gaffigan now. This is not exactly totally fair food, but what he talks about definitely could pass for it. This is called Obsessed Southern Food. Jim Gaffigan on The Pulse.
I love Southern food. Chicken and waffles, fried chicken, and waffles. Why? What should we serve with the fried chicken? French fries? No, something elegant. Like a waffle, or a gyro, or heroin. I know it's lunch, but I want breakfast and diabetes. So I'll have the chicken and waffles, and a shake. Of course, you can't talk about Southern food without bringing up grits, right? Grits, it's like someone was like, hey, if you love the taste of biscuits and gravy, but without the taste of biscuits and gravy, then you'll love our man-made wet sand. I wanna like grits. I do. I order them, and I'm like, are these undercooked or overcooked? No wonder you came up with moonshine. Southerners are always like, y'all are eating that wrong. You gotta add a pound of cheese and a pound of sugar and 30 candy canes. That's what I love about the South. They'd even try and hide the fact they're eating unhealthy. In a restaurant, you're like, I guess I'll order the bucket of lard and the salt stick. Y'all want that deep fried? Okay. You want us to shoot at you while you eat it? Is that extra?
There you go. There's Jim Gaffigan. I think the whole South is basically just one giant area of fair food when it comes right down to it after hearing that. But
chicken and waffles.
That's huge down South. I've never had it. I would try it, though, before I would try cotton candy.
No, because you're going to try cotton candy.
All right, I'll try it.
At the next break, I'm going to go run. I'm sure there's got to be a cotton candy right near us.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
And
we can take some out of that lady's bag. She's got enough to last her for 12 years.
No, I don't. It melts right in your mouth.
It does?
Are you kidding? Oh, I'm so going and getting some cotton candy.
Okay, fair enough. That's the stuff that you've had to try this past week and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair enough.
We've had like tons of food.
We really had food. And nothing in common. It's all just been
totally random. And that 11.8% alcohol beer yesterday.
That we had, but that was really good.
That was really
good. Caramel flavored. Yum.
And you could really taste that caramel
flavor,
too.
It was so good.
I told Daryl about Cask and Vine, and I said we are visiting that this weekend. So
it's not Cask and Dive?
Oh, no. No.
I know.
Jeez.
Just kidding, Andy.
I couldn't believe when you said that.
That's what I do, Carol. I live to keep people on their toes. So if we take a break, we'll come back, and we're going to find out what kind of person you are based on the way that you eat pizza.
Okay.
Cool.
And Mike is going to eat some cotton candy. I'm going to find one with nutritional information.
Please do.
All right, listeners, we are live at the 100th annual Hopkinton State Fair. So come on down. It's a gorgeous weekend, family friendly. Come on down. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
With Carol and Mike, we are live at the 100th annual Hopkinton State Fair, featuring the Vermont Tractor Truck Pull tonight, plus agricultural exhibits, a new children's area, and the New Hampshire State Demolition Derby Championships. You can get details at hsfair.org. And are we going to talk about pizza right now?
We can. Well, we should before we hit the top of the hour. So at some point, if you want me to choke down some of this god-awful cotton
candy.
All
right. Well, you know what? As I was walking back from buying this, right?
Yeah.
And it cost me $6 for a bag. And this one isn't nearly
as big
as that other
one. But you got multiple flavors, so
that's
what you paid for.
And you know what the woman said? The woman said that she's the only one that is making banana cotton candy.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm so lucky.
But you are very lucky.
Wow.
I'm very excited. But, you know, I was reading the nutritional information on this.
Really?
How many calories do you think is in this bag?
In the whole bag?
In the whole bag.
Well, is one bag considered one serving?
The one bag is considered two. So
two
I will
servings.
Take
okay.
that into consideration.
I would say how many calories per serving? 200.
You are so off.
Really? Is it less? How badly do you want me to eat this? Because if it's much worse than that, then I just got to walk.
Listen to you. Actually, it's a lot less.
Really?
Yes.
Because it's all there, right? Essentially?
I was really, really surprised. It's 57 calories per serving.
Per serving, and there's
and
two
there's
servings
two in
there?
And there's
114 calories for
right.
the whole bag?
Exactly.
Oh, bring it on, Carol.
Right?
Yeah.
No fat. Calories from fat, zero. What's the matter?
I thought it looks like bear tracks on the floor over here. Is there a bear?
You just noticed that?
I just noticed that, yeah. Well, I saw the black lab over there.
Well, it's
there
under
the
your chair, too.
And of course, cotton candy attracts bears. Great. Just what I need. Okay.
I'm dying to try this banana one.
Okay. Are you sure that's not insulation?
Mmm. Oh, my God, that's so good.
Is it? Here, why don't you pinch off a piece here? All right.
Maybe you shouldn't try the banana one.
I'll try it.
Yeah?
It's in my hand. I touched it. I might as well eat it. Now, what I'm doing is I'm actually compressing it down into one little tiny piece, so it's the size of a pill.
Oh, my. You're not supposed to do it like that.
Oh, how am I supposed to do it? Just
eat
it?
You're not supposed to do it like that. You're just supposed to pick it off and just put it right in your mouth.
Well, it's not awful.
It's delicious.
I'm trying. What's the pink? Strawberry?
I don't know.
Wow, it melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
It's very sticky in your hand, though.
Well,
you need to get one with Mike putting it in his mouth, though. Uh-oh.
Did we lose a balloon?
There's gunshots.
Oh, yeah, the dog. We got the dog's attention over there. Fish and wildlife dog. Is that a drug-sniffing dog? Not here at the Hopkinton Fair. Ooh. All right, so
I hate balloons. Oh my gosh.
Do you really?
I do.
You don't like balloons?
I don't like balloons.
All right, well, I'm gonna go out and buy one now for you during
really
the next break. You're making me eat this
yes,
cotton
I am.
Candy.
You are, and you're gonna
right
put it all in your mouth.
All right,
so Tracy
get
can grab
get this
that
picture. All right, you ready? Go.
Okay, we got it. Okay, oh, wow. I need some water. I can't.
Boy.
Send that to me, Tracy.
This isn't the best radio I've ever been a part of. Mm.
It is.
All right, well, I've eaten four handfuls. I'm done.
Oh, what did you have? 10 calories?
Probably.
I mean, come on. I actually like it more now that I know it's that little bit.
Really? Yeah, and you could eat the whole bag, really. And again, 114 calories. But let's see what the calories are made of. Okay.
Sugar.
Total fat, 0 grams. Saturated fat, 0 grams. Cholesterol, 0 grams. Sodium, 0 grams. Total carbs, 15. Dietary fiber, 0 grams. Sugars, 15 grams.
That's not bad.
No, it really isn't.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing redeeming in there. Now, when we get to the
all
ingredients,
right,
blue number 1, red number 40, red number 3, red number 40, and yellow number 6. Red number 3 and blue number 1. So they're giving you all the color combinations to make it look the way that it does. So there it is. It's okay. It's nothing that I ever have to eat again in my life, right?
I guess not.
I sucked
yeah
it up.
Tracy. I guess not.
All right, so I got to tell you.
I'm very proud of you, though, that
thank
you,
you
had it. And you did it live on the air. And
I
we
did
even have pictures to prove it, and which will be posted shortly
suffer
on social
for my
media
art. All right, here we go. You had a little piece of pizza. You had a slice mm-hmm of fair pizza.
I'm a pizza-aholic.
Oh, pizza is so good, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so there's a little survey thing that tells you what kind of person you are, your personality, based on the way you eat your pizza.
Okay.
And you can come out to the Kentucky Fair at a fair at this the Hopkinton State Fair and try this. All right, if you fold it, which you didn't do.
No, I
right
didn't.
And I see a lot of people do that.
They do.
They fold it in half, and I go, why? It's gonna you're going to eat it too fast.
Exactly, that's true.
Well, if you fold it, you're likely to be a driver, as those who eat their pizza this way don't mess around with or waste time savoring the different flavors in a slice. They just want to get their pizza down and finish their pie the fastest. That's just kind of defeating the whole purpose of enjoying.
I agree.
So somebody that's always on the go, you eat the crust first. You eat the crust
no,
first.
No, I don't eat the crust first.
Those who dig in crust first like to be different. They also like to set trends and tell people this is what's up. If that's how you identify yourself, then you're an influencer. You like to be dramatic, often talk loudly, and love getting attention through your actions, even better if a little admiration comes with it. You're not afraid to say something is cool before the rest of the internet thinks so because, hello, then you can take all the credit. That's for people that eat their crust first.
Wow.
They're influencers.
Interesting.
All right, if you use a fork and a knife. Do you ever use a fork and a knife?
Rarely.
I do.
If it's really, really hot,
yes,
then I will do
that. I was just going to say.
But, you know,
normally
generally
you would not. Or if you just want to be really slow because there's just one piece and you want to savor it. All right, so if you're a fork and knifer, you're a very steady and stable person, the kind of friend every woman needs in her life. You'd make sure that everyone has a slice before you grab your own, and would likely be hosting the pizza party in a very warm, relaxed living room so all your girlfriends can gab over a glass of wine, too. And because you're so system-oriented, you can bet that you like routine. The pizza guy knows exactly what you're going to order before you even pick up a menu.
Wow.
And finally, the way that Carol Lawrence eats her pizza,
oh boy,
straight up, right? Basically,
I do.
Which is how I eat mine as well. No frills or fancy eating methods required here, which makes you a careful corrector. You like to go with what you know works so that you're certain that you get it right every time. As long as you don't miss your mouth, I guess. That also means that you're not one to take pizza eating lightly. True?
Oh, that is true. That is very true.
You are really serious about your pizza eating. You've got the highest rated pizza cutter around so that you can divvy up an equal amount to everybody sharing the pie. And that
nice
is your personality, Carol Lawrence. And I'm the same way. I eat my pizza. I don't like to fold it in half because it goes too fast. And then the grease drips out like a like
yes
an Eve trough.
Exactly.
It's like, why is all this grease on my lap? Damn it.
Well, that was interesting.
Well, you know, they have, you know, if you wear blue sneakers on Tuesday, this means that. I mean, there's And this was a behavior and body language expert, Patty Wood. Aren't her parents proud that that's what she took when she went to college so she could analyze the way people eat pizza?
Yikes. Wow, it's already an hour went by.
We're into an hour. Mac and the Big Cheese are in the house.
I saw that.
We'll be chatting it up with those guys. They're doing 10 shows here at the fair. But we have the music playing in the background telling us it's time for news.
It is. So stay tuned. Food for Thought. We'll be right back.